Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is Free Talk Live. We're going into hour number two of the live Monday night version. And I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Earlier, I was joined by Hillary, who's part of a documentary crew that we were privileged to be a part of. And then nobody was here, and he has gone off to do a very important project. And so I've replaced both of them with a reasonable facsimile, and you are?
Hey, I'm Ian.
Oh, it's Ian. Ian Freeman, the founder of Free Talk Live.
Here I am again.
So he's here joining us for the second hour. And our toll-free number here, of course, is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I was late because the Indian food place was running behind. It wasn't like they were loaded with orders, but it seems like they're cooking everything to order now. And so it took a lot longer than was expected.
Things
are taking longer now
to
get food and such.
A man's got to eat. And what a perfect segue into this article that I brought in from thegarrisoncenter.org. This is the Garrison Center is for libertarian advocacy journalism.
And we kind of do that.
Yeah.
Not really journalism, though. I mean, you can't really be a journalist and be an advocate at the same time. I mean, so I'm going to question the veracity of this organization claiming to be advocates and journalists. I mean, that's sort of the new way, right, where CNN has a viewpoint, MSNBC has a viewpoint,
right.
Fox News has a viewpoint. But the classic definition of a journalist
is to not have one.
Correct, is to just come to a story and try to present both or all sides of whatever the thing is.
And
so,
let the viewer decide and form their own opinions.
Right. So I don't claim to be a journalist, but, we talk about news.
Yes. Well, and this is an opinion piece, so it's written by Thomas L. Knapp. I'm not familiar with this
Tom Knapp,
website.
Great libertarian.
Or Tom Knapp, but
good libertarian, good principled libertarian. He's, I don't think he's doing his show currently, but he did have the Napster podcast.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
So he wrote this piece, and it goes, as the top U.S. watermelon-producing state prepares for harvest, Reuters reports, many of the workers needed to collect the crop are stuck in Mexico.
Uh-oh.
Without the workers, crops could rot in the field throughout the country, starting in Florida and California, where major harvests begin in April and May. So we're right into that time right now. As you can probably guess, the problem stems from the COVID-19 panic. The U.S. State Department has halted routine visa applications, and consulates are limiting both staff members and staff contact with the applicants. That's making it incredibly difficult for the 250,000 migrant workers who normally pick America's crops to get here and get to work. Most Americans aren't hungry, at least not yet, he goes on. But unless something changes, we're going to start getting hungry in a couple of months, according to his estimations.
I guess I should go buy some more canned food or something like that. This isn't sounding good.
You know,
now, the good news is there are finally going to be Americans who need a job real, real bad. So it's possible that you will finally see Americans taking these jobs that they honestly
never wanted before.
And that's because we've had a pretty easy life of bread and circuses.
Are they going to be any good at it,
easy
though?
Jobs.
Folks who never, you know, I mean,
I don't want to say it's completely without skill, but it's picking fruit.
Yeah. You know, I understand.
Being good at it is not so much about, like, skill as it is being able to sustain the long shifts and the sunlight.
And the physical labor.
Sunlight
of it, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, that's going to be the hard part for him.
So the author goes on. He says, by then it will be too late. Planting cycles don't turn on a dime for our convenience, and ripe crops don't wait. They get picked when it's their time, or they go to waste. We get the food while the getting's good, or we don't get it at all. There's a non-trivial chance that Americans are rushing headlong into a horror we haven't seen since the Civil War. Mass starvation, or at least malnutrition on a scale we haven't suffered since the Great Depression. And, I mean, that is a definite possible outcome if the economy remains as shut down as it is. You know, I'm a hefty dude. I like eating. Food has been a fantastic part of my life. And, you know, if I've been wealthy in one way, it's that I haven't been hungry very often. I did grow up kind of poor. You know, I got exposed to government cheese early on. And, you know, I was drinking powdered milk and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, food wasn't always easy to come by growing up as a kid. But as I grew into my own person, I've been blessed. And I've, you know, I've had plenty to eat for all of my life.
Yeah.
I've made that a point of my life to make sure that I'm in a position where I'm not starving, but now I can't ignore the possibility that we all might be facing some food shortages.
Yeah, it sounds really bad, and it's something that's really out of our hands,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The author continues, we can't avoid that outcome with stimulus checks in our mailboxes.
Nope.
All the money in the world won't buy you a cantaloupe if there aren't any cantaloupes to buy. We can't hold it off with corporate bailouts either. It's not money that big agriculture is lacking for. It's permission for its workers to come pick the crops.
Ah, so stupid.
If we want to keep eating, our politicians are going to have to knock off this shutdown nonsense and let people get back to work. Yes, even if that means COVID-19 remains a problem or becomes a bigger problem.
Yeah.
And I can't agree more with this author. We got to eat.
Right.
We got
to
eat.
How many people are going to have to die from starvation before the people finally realize, oh my God, what have we done?
Yeah. And, you know, if you're paying attention to the grocery stores where you shop, I mean, even here in little Keene, New Hampshire, we've got the plexiglass, we've got the social distancing, roughly 80% of the people wearing gloves and masks when they go shopping at the grocery store.
I'm going to start making comments about it when I'm there.
Mm-hmm.
I did one today, and she didn't really, like, bat it back at me. Of course, most people aren't going to. They don't want to get in a fight with their customers. So I'm just going to drop comments like, oh, this plexiglass stuff is ridiculous. Or whatever, just to kind of throw it out there so other customers can hear it, because I understand that, like, polls show that we're in the minority, if I can say that you and I are of a similar mindset here, that we're in the minority. I've got some prep. I don't have it pulled up yet, but there's been a New Hampshire survey looking at how people are assessing this and what they think about it and, you know, demographic divisions and such.
Right.
And we may be in the minority on this, but that doesn't mean that we should just keep our mouths shut.
Oh, no. It probably means the opposite.
Yeah. And, like, go along to get along. And it's frustrating, too, because on one hand, you know, private property is important, and these private property owners can set whatever rules they want to. But is it a hard and fast rule that there's now one-way arrows in the grocery stores, like one-way aisles?
I made a point to go the other way.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, you know, are these hard and fast rules, were they put into place because the government mandated it? Were they put into place because these stores are afraid of what their customers will think and they want the customers to feel safe? That it's this stupid security blanket that makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Is it going to be to the point, now I haven't been in like a week to a grocery store, so I haven't seen these one-way signs yet. Is it to the point where people will wait behind you for you to move forward in the aisle, or will people still pass one another in these one-way aisles?
I passed a few people. I had some people pass me as I was, you know, looking at, you know, whatever. I was looking at a canned good or whatever. But I wanted to mention that, you know, everybody's quick to focus on the toilet paper, right? Oh, my gosh, what a toilet paper. Oh, the toilet paper shipment's in.
It's still mostly out from what I've seen.
And that's important. But I've also noticed a lot of other items sort of declining in population on the shelves. Now, soap for one of them.
Hand soap specifically.
Yes. Well, and bar soap, too.
Have you seen that, too?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to go to a different store to get the kind that I like.
Yeah.
Because they didn't have what I wanted at the store that I went to. So, but also canned goods. Right. And I think, you know, the possibility of food shortage isn't just relegated to this article that I'm reading from here tonight. I think other people, particularly those who maybe they've got some experience in agriculture or something like that, who know, you know, a little more in depth or personally what's going on with, like, farmers and crops and all that kind of thing. You know, the canned goods are going to be the first that people hoard, in my opinion, particularly if anything long term is coming our way.
Yeah.
So It's going to get very, very interesting. But I'm more
in a not so fun way.
Yeah, I'm also concerned about seeing these other products sort of, you know, becoming less frequent on the store shelves. It's not a very good indicator. The supply chains have obviously slowed down.
Yep.
You know, things aren't getting replenished as quickly. And if we can't get the crops picked, and then, you know, furthermore, the crops, you know, put through their process, you know, we could be in for a bad time. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Find out about your common law rights. Move about the land freely in your personal conveyance or on foot. Know what to say if stopped by a man or woman in a costume and proceed safely on your way. Also, find out how to lawfully keep all the money you make free of tax. Protect your liberty and freedoms in a peaceful and lawful way by adding WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com to your Skype contacts. And let's talk free on Skype. That's WilliamStenson60 at yahoo.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him... it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this. But you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease. And diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You know, this is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That is 855-450-3733. It's the live Monday night edition. We're into the second hour tonight. And with you in the studio, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Because now with AnyPay, you earn a passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business, and then tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And one of our listeners in the Twitch chat room brought up an excellent point, because we were talking about the possibility of, because of the COVID lockdown, the migrant workers not being able to get in fast enough to pick the crops and, you know, therefore contribute to a food shortage. And, Ian, you brought up a good point. You said, well, with so many people out of work, and we know that there's over 22 million people who have filed for unemployment just in the last 6 weeks, you know, that perhaps there will be some available labor to pick up that slack.
There's definitely available labor. The question is, how many of them will be motivated to actually do it? Because if they're getting a sweet unemployment check, they probably won't be. However,
Bingo.
A bunch of people aren't getting those checks. They're just not coming through. The systems are clogged and the government sucks. So, yeah, they promised you a bunch of money if you went unemployed, but if they don't get it to you, it's not like you can sue them.
And that was the point that the person in the Twitch chat room made. Who wants a job if the government's giving you $2K? I can't really argue with the logic there, and I thought it was a good point. I just want to finish off this article right quick, because there's just a couple more points. It says, yes, even if that means COVID-19 remains a problem or becomes a bigger problem, we still need to knock off the shutdown nonsense. The varying probabilities of catching the disease and the varying probabilities of dying from it pale next to the absolute, indubitable 100% certainty that if we do not eat, we will die.
It's true.
Politicians can't just shut down major parts of an economy at will, start them back up, and expect things to go well. They can't throttle the food supply chain without consequences. And he repeats, we gotta eat, which means we're going to have to insist that the politicians hang their Mussolini costumes back up in the closet and magnanimously permit us to get back to our lives.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. It's an interesting article, but the viewpoint of we need to wait until the politicians do a thing, that's the wrong viewpoint.
I agree.
It's the viewpoint that has gotten us into this situation in the first place. The problem is these people think they're, you know, they believe themselves to be good so-called law-abiding citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the government says jump, they say how high, all the while grumbling about how this annoying government's out there telling them of all these things that they have to do, demanding of them and then taxing them for it. And, you know, now it manifests in this article from what was the center?
Garrison Center.
This is some libertarian
for
journalism.
Libertarian advocacy journalism.
Right. They're advocating, begging, and waiting for permission to go back to business. No, here's what a free person does. If you go open your doors and you put out on social media that, hey, we're back open, and if you're willing to take the risk and come be our customer, we will serve you.
Yes.
And then, you know what? See what happens. Because, I'm sorry, if you're going to lose your business anyway to these insane meddling politicians and their bureaucrats, then what have you got to lose?
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. I've been saying all along that you don't need permission to do any of this stuff. If you're a small business owner and you're suffering, open your frickin' doors. Because if you don't, you're going to lose
Let them put
everything.
You under. I mean, what else? What else is going to happen? You're going to go under anyway.
Yep.
You're either going to just be bled dry and then die, or you're going to die sooner. You know?
Indeed.
You're going to shut it down because you can see the writing on the wall, like so many businesses have.
And just the amount of, I guess, the lack of rebellion against any of this.
That's the most disappointing, depressing part of all this. Saturday was a bright spot.
It was.
And it felt nice. It was good to be there. But, you know, it's a bright spot in a real dark sky.
It certainly is. it was nice to see a crowd. It was nice to hear some of the thoughts of the folks who have lost their businesses or
already.
We heard from, you know, folks of all different ilks, right? We heard from some libertarian anarchist types. We heard from some teachers. We heard, you know, from some business people, and they all shared the sentiments that we're sharing with you all here tonight as far as, you know, how damaging is this lockdown to small businesses and to the economy in general, and what is the backlash going to look like? The longer this goes on, the worse it's going to get.
Yeah, it's got to be more than just hefting signs out in front of political offices. It's going to have to be more than that. That isn't going to get anybody fed. That's not going to get any, you know, products or services to the marketplace.
Yeah.
It's just whining. And I'm not against what happened. I just want to be clear. I'm a protester.
Right.
I'm with you. But it's just begging, ultimately. You've got to go out and take the next step.
Yeah. If you don't put it into action, then all of your protesting really is meaningless.
But part of the problem here, Captain, is the other people, right? So there were 400 people on Saturday in Concord. We were there for it. It was amazing. Lots of support, lots of horn honkings and wavings and, you know, people with signs and really creative stuff. And it was a good crowd.
Yep.
And you can't really believe the polls necessarily, so we'll take it with a grain of salt. But there is a poll.
Okay.
That's been done, and we're going to focus on just New Hampshire. This is where we live, just interestingly looking at this one place. New Hampshire's special, okay? I don't want to make it seem like, oh, you guys only talk about New Hampshire. Well, we don't. We talk about plenty of things here.
We do.
But New Hampshire's special because of all the places that have had these protests, from what I've seen so far, we had more people. We had more people than Austin, Texas did.
Wow.
In New Hampshire. We had, which Austin, Texas itself has about the the metro area has about the population of all of New Hampshire.
Yeah, that's a fact.
And so Texas is, of course, huge. So anyway, New Hampshire is unique in that there is this live free or die mentality that does live amongst a lot of the people here.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a new survey from UNH and Dartmouth College shows widespread economic impacts of the coronavirus pandemic in New Hampshire, but also widespread agreement that social distancing is more important than restarting the economy.
Oh, my God. It's not.
Results from the survey show one-third of working New Hampshire residents say they have either lost their job or had their hours cut as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. That's a full third of New Hampshire workers.
Wow.
When asked the question, which of the following is more important when considering how long states should ask, they're not asking, require people to stay home? According to the results, 43% of them said 10 out of, so 0 to 10 was the range. So if you said 10, then you meant maintaining social distancing practices was the most important and nothing else, you know, with starting the economy matters. So to the maximum of social distancing, 43% of respondents said to the maximum, screw the economy, social distancing is the most important. 5% gave a 9, 7% an 8, 10% a 7. So you add 10%, 53, 65% there, 7 and up on that question.
How important do you think it is to restart the economy? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We'll have your calls and thoughts coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Saddle up. It's new Dynavite for horses.
Dynavite does give you quick results. One horse, the first time I fed Dynavite to her, she took off running across the whole pasture as fast as she could. You could just tell she felt great. And it doesn't take much, just one little scoop in their grain. I've been feeding Dynavite to my 5 horses, and within 2 weeks, I noticed a difference in their coat and their behavior. Nasdaq was a 3-year-old thoroughbred, and I only had 8 to 10 weeks to get this horse in shape for the retired racehorse project last year. Dynavite really helped him to relax his muscles, regenerate, rebuild, and stay physically and mentally fit for the job. We got top 20. You do see horses take in these 15 different supplements that are all going to overreact with each other, and I think that would make a very confused horse. Simple is so much better. I get my Dynavite from DINOVIPE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is pushing the Democratic-led Congress to provide more cash for the popular Paycheck Protection Program.
My administration continues to press Congress to replenish the enormously successful Paycheck Protection Program, which has impacted 30 million American jobs.
The president says a lot of progress is being made and hopes the Senate will vote as early as Tuesday. It would then head to the House on Wednesday and to the president's desk as early as Thursday. Governors are continuing to announce timelines for relaxing strict measures taken to mitigate the coronavirus. Many states are dropping stay-at-home orders beginning on May 1st. This comes as mounting tensions rise between Americans who feel the government is overreaching their authority and holding protests all across the country, and governors who are issuing executive orders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, the live Monday night edition, the talk radio show where you can call in and take control and talk about, well, whatever you want. It's called Free Talk Live. We have some more things that I brought in for show prep that I've teased about a little bit. One of them is a Michigan judge authorizes arresting people on suspicion of having COVID-19, the illness. Just if they
That's
suspect
crazy.
You. And we can talk about that in a little bit more, but I wanted to tell you about Divi. The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at diviproject.org, diviproject.org. And we've got a caller on hold, so let's go to him right away. We've got Jason calling from Meadville, Pennsylvania, listening to freetalklive.com. Jason, what's on your mind?
Hey, folks. I wanted to point out that this morning I was listening to the radio, and I heard the latest edict from the glorious Governor Wolf.
Uh-huh.
anyway, now we are supposed to wear masks. If you work with the public in a business, you are required to wear a face mask. And if you enter the business and that business has a sign posted out front that they want you to wear a mask, you are to wear one. If you violate that, this
is a criminal charge.
You will lose shopping privileges for the day.
That's a temporary trespass order is what that is.
Wow.
Is that what that is? Here's the thing, though. It's they're treating us like we're four-year-olds. I mean, I tell a four-year-old.
It's ridiculous.
Miserable failure on this and as far as the way they're treating the public and treating us like we're children.
That's what people seem to want. I mean, I'm with you. I'm on your side on this. I believe that people should be free to make choices, and that's what I want. And there is a group of people that wants that. But unfortunately, at least according to this poll, they're claiming it's only about 10% that wants that. That actually wants to restart the economy and get people back out there and working again. But unfortunately, most people just seem to love being told what to do. So, you know, from that perspective, you get the government that you deserve. Sadly, we don't deserve this, but if that's what the supermajority of people want, if they want to be told what to do, treated like children, well, the government's going to treat them like children.
Yeah, that's a fact.
They treat us like children. They can't enforce it. They aren't, by the way, the state government isn't enforcing anything.
Now, which state? I'm sorry, from which state are you calling?
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Pennsylvania.
That's good to know because
they're
in some places they are. I've got a story here. Rathdrum, Ohio, Idaho, the police department has issued a citation to a homeowner who has violated the so-called stay-at-home order multiple times by holding a yard sale. Okay.
Okay.
That's insane.
Yeah. That is.
Well, I agree with you guys that we do need to get back to business. Now, you know, I really do think that we have to just do it smart. And, that's going to probably require, I know you're probably going to dislike this, but we do need to wear masks. I mean, that's been proven over and over again.
Has it? I haven't seen anything that
I'm
proves.
Not joining this crazy medical authoritarian state.
Well,
not going to do
well,
it.
Well, hear me out. I can support the idea, and I'll just throw it out there at you. It's very simple. When you speak, if you have the virus, you'll shed the particles all over the place. This is simply
so stay home. If you don't want to catch the virus, you stay home.
Safe. You're doing this for everybody. Here's the thing. How is everybody supposed to go out and function?
If you're worried about it, just stay home, man.
Measure.
See, this is the problem.
Well,
is people are buying this, but they didn't ask for this during the flu. They didn't ask for this, you know, which, of course, the flu comes every single year, and it kills tens of thousands of people, and people don't freak out about that. But they're freaking out about this, and if you want to live in a world like that, it's coming. So, you know, people are going to be forced to wear masks. They're going to be forced to, we just saw plans the other night about, I forget which, it was Texas, one of the states that's supposedly reopening. Well, now they're not even going to let you in the store. If it's not a grocery store, if it's a non-essential business, they're going to be allowed to reopen, but they won't let customers in to shop. They'll bring out your order, so somehow you got to know what they have.
Yep.
They'll bring out your orders to the cars, and then every time they come back in, they got to wash their hands, and there's just going to be all these, you know, ridiculous mandates put down on these businesses by the government. Now, if what you're saying is that this is what people want, well, then we don't need the government to tell people these things. And business owners will put in these, in my opinion, ridiculous, overreacting measures, and there's nothing I can do about that because I don't run Walmart. Yeah. If that's what they want to do, then that's fine. If I can, I will take my business to any store that does not require this ridiculous crap. That does not require people to have a dress code in order to walk through the front door. Not going to do it.
I don't see what's wrong with allowing businesses and people to make their own decisions individually. I see nothing wrong with that.
Well, the businesses are making their own decisions here to require this, too.
Are they, though?
On their own.
I don't know.
Yes, I've seen several that were doing things that were not required by the government for the last several weeks around here.
It's unfortunate. It's really sad. People are buying this thing hook, line, and sinker.
I'm sorry.
Well,
go ahead, Jason.
I hope you're right. But
how many people do you know that have COVID-19 and have died from it? How many people do you know that have COVID-19 and have been hospitalized by it?
I know zero. But okay. I've heard plenty of stories of people.
Well, there's lots of stories online, too. I mean, you could probably find stories about people dying from the flu.
Yeah, well, how about that?
If the news media, think about this, dude. If the
patients are going to the hospital, be on dialysis. You want to be on dialysis? I don't want to be on dialysis.
If the news media was reporting on every single case of the flu that hospitalized somebody, people would freak out about that, too.
And this is a different animal, unfortunately.
Sure. I'm sure it's very different. But the reality of it is people are going to die, okay? And I think nobody made this point earlier today at the rally, was it's part of nature that people die.
It is.
That the herd is culled. I'm not advocating it. I'm just accepting it, okay? It's something that happens.
I agree with you there.
And to destroy freedom, to destroy the economy over this stuff, it's absolutely a ridiculous response. And if you want to go walk around wearing a mask, you do that.
I don't wear a mask unless I'm around other people and I'm threatening them. You know, that's it. I mean,
whatever floats your boat. Just don't tell me what to do.
All right. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jason. We appreciate it.
He's not telling me, but the society is going to be, and that is not cool.
Yeah. You don't lose your rights just because there's an illness. I mean, obviously,
we didn't have them to begin with.
Well, apparently not, if they can just be whisked away by government mandates to, you know, that are monkey see, monkey do, so the politicians can feel like they're doing something important. You know, human rights do not disappear just because there is some sort of an illness. I don't care if it's the plague. I don't care if it's the common cold. Your human rights should never go away. They are inalienable.
But if it can just save one life, Captain, shouldn't your rights be attenuated just a little bit?
No, they should not.
But it could save a life. You don't care about life.
Oh, I care plenty about life. You know what makes life, you know what improves your life? Having a strong immune system. Mm-hmm. How do you get a strong immune system? By exposing yourself to a whole bunch of crap.
You know what improves my life? Being free to make choices. Exactly. That improves my life. I don't care. I'm not interested in sitting around sucking air in a padded cell. Just not interested in it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
And that's what they're making this whole society. It's an open-air prison.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. Do you feel like you are in a free-range prison? Give us a call. Tell us your thoughts. We're here. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Monday night edition of Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio show and internet show that you can call in and talk about whatever you'd like. Take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us in our Discord at discord.lrn.fm, where if you jump into one of the on-air call-in lines to phone us, you can sound pretty darn good, almost as if you're sitting here in the studio with us. And with you tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And I wanted to tell you that Intercoin is the next step in the evolution of money. Just as the internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate among their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that it's important here on Free Talk Live, so important, in fact, that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin, Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important, too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. So, it's been an interesting, well, several weeks, really. We were lamenting during the break that it's amazing to me, and I'm completely flabbergasted at how upside down the world has become since right around the 13th of this month. That's the day I'm marking anyway, when I noticed, and it's turned on its head, and it was just so easy to do. It happened overnight, and I feel like the world has gone mad.
It's mad. It really is.
It's flabbergasting to me. Let's go to some of your calls and your thoughts. We've got Kevin calling in from Savannah, Georgia. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hello. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I want to say a happy birthday to someone special who isn't around anymore.
We don't really do shout-outs, and I have a feeling I know what's coming. Yeah, I knew that was coming. You don't have to defend him. He's just an idiot.
Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, but you should probably drop the call because he doesn't have anything actually interesting to say.
Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
People like that don't actually have anything interesting to say. That's why they just scream the same things over and over again.
Yep. A coherent sentence.
Yeah,
would
get
be
a
nice,
viewpoint.
You know, or an opinion on something.
Right.
That would be great. So, in the news, I have this article from LifeSiteNews.com. Again, I'm not familiar with this article, or I'm sorry, this website at all. But the article headline is, Michigan judge authorizes arresting people on suspicion of COVID-19 illness.
Alrighty.
Can you imagine?
Why not? They've already banned buying vegetables or planting your own vegetables.
You look like you might have a fever. You're under arrest. Can you imagine that?
Well, they're going to start taking your temperature, apparently, at certain places. The California governor says that restaurants may be required to take their customers' temperature when they walk into the door or walk through the door. Don't walk into the door. It's a bad plan.
Yeah. In one county, anyone deemed a, quote, carrier and health threat, unquote, can be detained by police and taken to an involuntary isolation facility.
Sounds lovely. I'm here to check in for my weekend, Jeeves, at the International Isolation Facility.
Yeah, involuntary. I mean, could we get any more police states than involuntary detention?
Yeah, I mean, the police state, see, this is the thing. The police state was already there.
Yes.
Right? So, like, we've talked about it for years on Free Talk Live that you know, what would you define a police state as? We kind of ask our listeners, hey, if you don't think this is a police state, like having internal checkpoints, as the United States has done now for two decades, most of two decades, if you don't think that is a police state and the constant police raids on nonviolent peaceful people and innocent peaceful people being killed by the police, if that's not enough evidence of a police state for you, well, then what is? And it's hard to get people to answer that question because maybe they'll start thinking about it. But now it's not just a police state. It's an authoritarian medical police state,
which just
takes it to a completely new level. You want to talk about police? I got that. I got stories about the police, too. Detroit has issued, according to Zero Hedge, 736 citations shutting down dozens of parties during the lockdown. They're ringing the cash register over there. I don't know how they expect anyone to pay the citations.
Well, so much for the Beastie Boys fighting for our right to party.
Right?
Jeez, man. That's... Well, and this article is from Kent County, Michigan. So Michigan has already become a national lightning rod for the extent... of its COVID-19 response measures, and now a judge has empowered police in one county to go even further by detaining people for simple suspicion that they've come down with the virus.
Hey, if you don't have the virus, but they think that you do, guess what they're going to do? They're going to take you to a facility full of other people that they think have the virus.
Yeah.
You know, if you were worried about getting the virus, well, the government might just put you in a circumstance where you're much more likely to receive it.
And that's just frightening on so many levels.
And then what? Then what do you do? If you get put in this facility, this lockdown, whatever they called it, this facility, and you're with other people, because they probably aren't going to have individual rooms if they're really using this thing, right?
Right.
You know, you're going to be in with other people. So if you catch the COVID-19 and you end up in the hospital, well, they're not going to pay you for your suffering. You're not going to be able to sue the government as a result of the fact that you could, you know, that you got brought down with this disease or this virus and had difficulty. They're not going
to
compensate you for that.
No, of course not. And nor are they going to pay for your medical bills or anything like that.
No, because they'll release you at some point. They're all like, good luck.
So this article goes on, first highlighted by radio host Steve Gruber. Kent County Chief Circuit Judge Mark True Socks April 6 order declares that any citizen deemed to be a carrier and health threat can be involuntarily detained by a peace officer, transported to and detained at an involuntary isolation facility selected by the health officer for observation, testing, and or treatment. Did I just read that you're going to be put into an involuntary isolation facility?
Yeah.
For involuntary observation, involuntary testing, and involuntary treatment.
Well, anything to save one life. I mean, if we've got to imprison half the population and completely destroy their lives, as long as somebody else who's 85 and already has a heart condition continues to suck air for another 3 weeks, well, that's all worth it.
The individual,
that's what they would have you believe, and apparently people just believe that.
I thought that people were dumb, you know, generally speaking, right? I've had to deal with the
general
public.
I don't like calling
public.
People dumb. I would rather say they're ignorant, but they are just so ignorant, and it's so sad.
But it's so hook, line, and sinker with this, right? If it were any other reason besides this, I don't think the general population would be so buying what the politicians are selling. It's because
I hope you're right.
I'd like to think that. I
mean, people bought it hook, line, and sinker after 9/11.
That's true.
I mean, this has a very similar feel to it as far as that major authoritarian power grab.
Yep.
But it's gone even farther.
I got that sinking feeling in my gut.
After 9/11, I mean, they put in some controls here and there. There was like the Spain bombings and the London bombings. So like, they definitely, it did happen globally to some extent, but not in the way it is right now. Not in the incredibly increased clip, simultaneous introductions of very similar global policies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not limited. There's no difference between really any of the states. I mean, some are saying, it's a voluntary lockdown. What is that?
Not in the United States.
You know? From this town in Kent County, Michigan.
Some states aren't going insane with enforcement. New Hampshire appears to be one of those places.
Right.
However, I have not also seen many people challenging the ban. So we don't know what would happen if a business owner in New Hampshire reopened.
That is a fact. So in this county in Michigan, the individual could be held for at least 3 days to confirm he or she is, quote, without a fever of 100.4 degrees Fahrenheit for at least 72 consecutive hours without use of fever-reducing medication and or is otherwise non-symptomatic and meets the CDC criteria for release from isolation.
So welcome to your camp, your FEMA camp.
Yeah, that's exactly what this sounds like.
No joke. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist in, you know, the traditional sense, but FEMA really is giving money to local governments and to put people in lockdown like this, quarantine.
That is an accurate statement. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Give us your calls and your thoughts.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.